This is Dakota Datebook for August 5th. In spite of the clear skies and wide open spaces, North Dakota ranks among states with the fewest UFO sightings. Unidentified flying objects just do not seem very interested in North Dakota. One possible explanation is the state's low population density. There are simply fewer people to notice what's happening in the sky. South Dakota has similar results. California appears to be the UFO capital with more than 16,000 historical reports. Despite the fact that they are few and far between, North Dakota does have its share of UFO sightings. Many are very basic, with people simply reporting that they saw a strange object or light in the sky. A typical report from a Fargo resident said he saw a light appear out of nowhere, traveling northwest at a speed I have never seen before, and then lights disappeared, no sounds, followed by a second one that did the same thing. Some reports are more difficult to dismiss. The so-called Gorman dogfight took place in 1948 in the skies over Fargo. The report came from George Gorman, a fighter pilot and World War II veteran. For nearly half an hour, he pursued what appeared to be a ball of light that made deliberate maneuvers before the unidentified object disappeared into the distance. On this date in 1953, another significant sighting occurred in North Dakota. More than 40 people witnessed it, including military personnel. In addition to eyewitness accounts, the object was tracked by radar. It was first spotted over Ellsworth Air Force Base before moving toward Bismarck. Witnesses described it as a red light that appeared to move deliberately. The light turned green when the object increased speed. Project Blue Book was the United States Air Force program for investigating UFO reports. It operated from 1952 to 1969. Investigators were often skeptical of reported sightings. Because this case involved air and ground visual observations, as well as air and ground radar tracking, Project Blue Book sent an investigator to conduct an in-person assessment. The report was verified by witnesses on the ground, ground radar tracking, and a pursuit of the object by a jet interceptor that also locked onto it with radar. The maneuvers were independently verified, and the case remains classified as unknown. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by the Study ND, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.